New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anything to lose. I have no secrets to hide. I could just be blunt and people could judge it however they judge it.
From NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Ruff. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. For today's episode, I'm going to fulfill the request of several listeners. A few weeks ago, after we examined the police interrogation videos of Richard Allen, a few people asked if there are any examples of someone being subjected to the Reid technique and lying when we know for a fact that they're guilty. I thought a lot about that, and this week I went out searching for an example for you. And I found it in Chris Watts. I know a lot of you are familiar with the case, but for those of you who aren't, here are the basics. On November 6, 2018, Watts pled guilty and was convicted of the murders of his wife, Shanann, and his two daughters, Bella and Celeste, 4 and 8 years old, respectively. And Shanann was also pregnant at the time. Now, if we back up just a few months from there, we get to August 13th of that year. That's the day that Shanann, Bella, and Celeste were reported missing from their home in Frederick, Colorado. The story quickly gained national news attention. We saw several videos of Chris pleading for the safe return of his family in front of news cameras. 2 days later, the Frederick Police Department had recovered surveillance footage of Shanann and the girls walking into the house and never leaving again. The only person coming in and out was Chris. He was seen on the morning of the 13th carrying several large objects out into his truck. On the 15th, he was taken into the station for questioning. And what you're about to hear over the next hour or so is the first half of the interrogation where Watts confessed to the murders, or to be more precise, one of the murders. If we fast forward all the way to the end of the story, we find out that Chris Watts did indeed kill his wife and his two children. We know that for a fact. But what I want you to be listening for in this interrogation is Watts' reactions to the officer's use of classic Reid technique tactics. Now, while I still don't expect everyone to agree with me on my assessment of Richard Allen's interrogation, I would hope that listening to this will at least help you understand how I came to my conclusions. This interview is the equivalent to Allen's second interview. Just like Richard Allen, Watts had spent his first interview putting a story on the record and denying any and all involvement in his family's disappearance. In his case, after that initial interview, the detectives convinced him to take a polygraph. In Allen's case, he went into the second interview and the police presented him with what they called indisputable evidence, the bullet and the witnesses. For Watts, it was a failed polygraph and the surveillance video. I had noted in Allen's case that he never tried to explain away the evidence. That was the thing that most caught my attention in that interview. He never gave a reason for why his bullet could have been there, Throughout the entire interrogation, he continued to maintain that it was simply impossible for that bullet to have come from his gun. I pointed out that this is not what you would expect from a guilty person. The Reed technique is designed to use that evidence to get the suspect one step closer to a full confession. Get them to move from, "I had nothing to do with it," to, "Oh yeah, I have carried my gun out there when I would walk in the area," type of thing. But Allen never faltered. He just kept saying the cops were wrong. There's no way that a bullet from his gun could have ended up anywhere near those victims. It was simply impossible. But in this interview, you're going to hear the tactic work like it's designed to. At the beginning of the recording, Watts is confronted with the failed polygraph. And he starts out insisting that he didn't lie. And then he starts to adjust his story to explain the evidence away, which is exactly what the interrogators are hoping will happen. "Well, I was nervous. I had an affair. That's what I was hiding." The reason this tactic works on guilty people, and sadly sometimes innocent people as well, but that's a different episode, is because they know the evidence is legit. Watts knows he has to find a way to explain away the test results because he knows that he was lying. So rather than continue to deny it, he tries to explain it away. And here's the contrast. I want you to imagine for a minute that Richard Allen truly is innocent. I'm not asking you to believe that. I just want you to imagine it for the sake of this example. Allen knows that it is absolutely not his bullet. He knows he was never near the victims, and he knows he's never had his gun out there. So he's not falling for the so-called irrefutable evidence routine. But compare that to Watts, who knows that he absolutely was lying on the polygraph. So when they tell him that they know he's lying, his psychological response is that he's been caught, and now he has to do damage control. That's how the technique is designed to work. The step is designed to make the suspect feel like there is no way out. Back them into a corner. "We have the evidence. We have you dead to rights. You're screwed." And then once they get you into that frame of mind, and you're going to hear Watts get there, then they offer you a way out. One step closer to a full confession. Get you to admit that you lied. Get you to put yourself on the crime scene when the crime happened. And accept at least some of the responsibility. This is done by suggesting an alternate scenario. "Look, we get it. You had no other choice. It was probably self-defense. We know you're a good guy. We know you wouldn't do this on purpose. You had no other choice, did you?" Now, in Watt's case, it worked like a charm. You're going to hear the investigator suggest that maybe he killed his wife to protect his children. That maybe she hurt the kids and he killed her to protect them. Listen closely as you hear them make the suggestion. And then, just like in Allen's case, they bring a loved one into the room. For Allen, it was his wife. For Watts, it was his dad. This again is part of the technique. Leave them alone in the room with a loved one. In Allen's case, we just heard, "You know I didn't do this." But in Watts' case, again, it worked exactly how it was intended to. His dad comes in, and Chris takes the detective's suggestion. He confesses to his father, using the justification that they had provided to him. Shanann had killed the kids, so he killed her. I'm going to let this interview play for a bit after the detectives come back into the room after his dad leaves, where they get his confession directly. The interview does go on for another hour after this, and it mostly focuses on Chris leading them to the bodies. But I focused in on just this first hour because you get to see the evolution. You get to see the exact comparison to Richard Allen's interview, which is what prompted this discussion. Second interview, confronted with damning evidence, implementation of the Reed technique, and you can see how it works, how the lies come and then unfold for someone who we know, in fact, was guilty. So I'm going to go ahead and play the first hour of the interview now, and afterwards, I'll tell you how the story ends. So Summer is just around the corner, and the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. Getting a summer bod is out, and getting your savings bod is in. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or the bank. And you don't have to sacrifice quality either. I made the switch, and honestly, I couldn't tell the difference in service. Except now I'm saving way more compared to my old provider. It's all the same great coverage because Mint runs on the nation's largest 5G network. Mint Mobile lets you keep your own phone, your number, and your contacts, all while ditching those jaw-dropping bills and surprising charges. You can get 3 months of premium wireless for just $15 a month. No nonsense, no sweat, just smart savings. So this year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/truthandjustice, all one word. That's mintmobile.com/truthandjustice. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I brought Graham in here because we want to talk to you about the results, okay?
Okay.
So it is completely clear that you were not honest during the testing, and I think you already know that. You did not pass the polygraph test.
Okay.
Okay. So now we need to talk about what actually happened. And I feel like you're probably ready to do that.
I didn't lie to you on that polygraph, I promise.
Chris,
I
never stopped.
Just stop for a minute. Take a deep breath.
I want you to take a deep breath right now.
There's a reason you feel sick to your stomach. And when people hold stuff inside, it makes you physically ill. And I can just tell on your face, I could tell from the second you walked in that you were wanting to just come clean and just be done with this. And I appreciate that because you knew sitting down in that chair that you weren't going to pass today. And you knew I was going to find out because I told you that. And then you continued to stay knowing that you could at the end say, you know what? I just need to get this off my chest. Like, I just need to tell you what happened. We're not here to play games. We're not here to do any of that with you. We just want to know what happened. So can you start from the beginning and tell us what happened?
Everything that I told you, I did not lie on this polygraph. I don't know how much I could tell you right now. Like, I didn't.
It's not even an option right now because you did not pass the polygraph. So I know you were being deceptive. So that's not even an issue right now. The issue right now is what happened to Shanann, Bella, and Celeste. That's the issue right now.
Great.
Okay. So let's talk about that.
I know
you want to tell us. I can see it in your face. Holding this lie in is going to do nothing for you.
I know this. Like, okay. I'm not, like, trying to, like, cover things up, like...
Yeah, but you kind of are, because it's normal. Normal people would do that. Normal people that make a mistake, initially you're going to go, I don't know what you're talking about, I didn't do anything. That's normal. I would expect that. It's just like if you ask your kid, you know, did you write on the wall? And they go, no. And you're like, you have marker on your hand. Like, I know you just wrote on the wall. And they're like, oh, okay. That's a natural reaction that someone's going to initially lie about something like that and then eventually tell the truth. So this is your eventually telling the truth time. This is where the rubber meets the road, Chris. Like, don't let this continue any longer, please.
I'm not trying to make anything continue. Like, I want them back home, like...
But you know they're not coming back home. You know that.
I don't know in the back of my head. I hope they come back home.
But you know they're not.
I hope they come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know they're not coming back home.
Chris, Tammy, and I are confused.
Okay.
And here's what we're confused about.
I told you that we've done some work overnight.
Yeah,
I told you that we've got a lot of movies. Okay, and that wasn't a lie.
I know.
We know a lot more than we think we do. Yeah.
And here's what we're confused. You're this great guy. I'm not just telling you that, okay? I'm telling you that because everyone tells us that. Okay? We can't find anyone to say anything bad about you. Chris is a great guy. He's a good father. He's a good man. We're confused as to why you're not taking care of your beautiful children.
I'm not taking care of them right now?
Right now. Where are they?
I don't know where they're at. I do not know where they're at. If I could have my babies back home right now, I would. I want them back. I want everybody back. That is the God's honest truth.
Me and it warms my heart that you're the type of dad who can pack a bag in the morning and you know just what to put in there. You know just what to put in there as a backup in case they have an accident. Okay? You know what the clothes to put in there. You know what they have for breakfast. You know what they have for a snack and a dinner and a nighttime snack. You can tell me the book you read to your daughters. Okay? I know you love them. And you're not faking that, are you? It's real. Okay? There's a lot of guys who come in here and try to tell me that. And I know they're lying, okay? Because they can't answer those questions that you can answer, okay? But you're here today lying about something else. So we need to talk about that, okay?
That's your daughter.
I know. And this is very good.
I'm not proud of it. I don't think anything like that could happen. I don't think I'd ever do it, but I did.
I know. Keep going.
She accused me of it. I denied it. I asked you to deny it, and I feel horrible for it. Like, she was pregnant, and it was... I don't want to... I didn't hurt her. I cheated on her. I hurt her emotionally. I cheated on her. And I feel absolutely horrible about this, but that's what I've been holding. I didn't go to the Rockies game. I was with her.
Okay.
I went to dinner with her.
Okay. Keep going.
That 5 weeks I was alone, I was with her most of the time.
Okay. You're doing a good job. This is the Chris that I knew would come out today. This is the Chris who tells the truth, because you're a truth teller.
And that's how you fall in love? Just gotta fall in love with her.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, that's God's honest truth.
Okay. Who is her?
So I don't want to get her involved in this. I don't want to ruin her life. Like, it's something like this. I don't want her involved in this.
Okay. So can we talk about that a little bit?
Yes.
I knew that you would say you didn't want to get her involved.
She's a wonderful person. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, she knew I was married, yes. And I told her going through issues, yes.
Yes.
And I told her that, you know, we're going to get, you know, at the end, like, we're going to get separated. Like, once I figured out what that was, I didn't know what that was going to be.
I know.
I had no idea. I like, you know, I saw her, took my breath away, and I never thought in a million years that could happen.
I know.
I didn't think I'm a figure. It was, I never felt that way about anybody, like, anybody in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Chris, that's not your fault.
No, I'm just...
Okay, can we do this? I know you want to take care of her, it's because you're the type of guy who takes care of women. It is. You took care of your wife, you took care of your daughters, you were very good at taking care of her, and you want to take care of her. So can we make a deal? I don't think this girl did anything to hurt anybody, but I can't walk out of here wondering. So can we leave her out of it?
Okay.
Get back to your wife and your daughters.
Okay.
Where are they?
I do not know. That was what I was holding back. Like, I didn't know, like, what I did.
Chris,
I know.
Chris, in the interview today, you weren't asked about infidelity. You were asked about...
I was holding back from last night.
That's when why you feel today.
That's not how that works. You have reactions to every single question, not just the ones that we talked about being important.
Like the ones you wanted me to lie about, like, is that what you're talking about?
No, the ones about her disappearance and knowing where she's at and about seeing her last.
I was not lying about those things.
So can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going into that interview today with Tammy, where we strapped you in. We knew all about Nikki. Okay. All about her. And you're doing a very good job right now. Because you didn't have to tell us about it, but you did.
I couldn't hold that anymore.
I know. We could see it in your chest.
I can't.
In your eyes. Okay. Here's the challenge that we have. We knew about Nikki, and so we didn't need to ask you about her in the polygraph. We just didn't need to, because we knew. Okay. And so that's why we didn't ask you, because we knew the answer. Okay. We're very, very worried about your daughters and your wife.
I am too.
Okay. So can I tell you maybe... based on the people that I've talked to and Tammy's talked to, based on all the investigations we've done, based on your cell phone, both your cell phones, your wife's cell phone, Nikki's cell phone, okay, based on talking with family members and friends, and based on talking with everyone, here's what we know, okay? And I'm not going to lie to you right now, here's what we know, okay? Chris is a good man. Everyone said it. Okay, I'm not just telling you that because I want to blow smoke here. You're a good man, okay? Nobody can fake answers about packing a backpack. Nobody. You either pack a backpack for your kids or you don't, okay? This should have been the happiest time of your marriage, okay? You and your man. This should have been the happiest time. She's making a little money. She's making good money. You're making great money. You both have a job. You have beautiful kids. You have a beautiful house. You're in Colorado, clean air, good people. Okay, and on top of that, you look pretty good now. You're pretty fit, okay? This should have been a time in your marriage where you guys were happy and thriving and productive, okay? And I believe that Shanann's the reason none of that happened. I believe that she's a controlling person. Maybe doesn't listen to you as much as she should. I think that she can do whatever she wants and you can't, okay? I think if you were to go to a restaurant, she would order whatever the hell she wants. And as soon as you order a nice steak, she says, whoa, buddy. Okay? A woman that lets her man do all of the backpack packing and all of the cooking.
I did all the cooking, but she cooks like fine, do like some things here and there.
Okay. That's because you're a good person, and I think that she started on the path to leave the marriage. And it's ironic that we're talking about you and Nikki. I think that she was the one who started on that path first. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah. The other thing I think is interesting is, even though she is that type of person that's controlling, doesn't listen, does what she wants, is walking away from her kids, here you are defending her. Because to your core, you want to take care of the people you love. Okay. And that's the reason why we want to give you an opportunity today to just help us find them. Okay. Will you do that for us?
I'll do whatever I can to help find them where they're at.
Okay. So when she asked you, do you know where they are? Or are you going to tell the truth about where they are? You failed miserably.
Okay.
Why?
I'm a nervous person. Like every question I asked, every question it felt like I wouldn't even say the right thing.
That's not how the polygraph works.
I don't know like what it reads like through. I know she was saying about autonomy of the process, but like I don't know where they're at.
Chris, right now your dad's outside. He flew across the country to help
him.
Okay. You're lying to him. You're lying to everyone you talk to. And they all bought it. Will you please help us find your babies?
I want to find them. I've told you over and over, I want to find everyone.
Can we go back to that night?
Yeah.
You know that we have texts, and we know that there's an Alexa in your house,
mm-hmm.
and you know that those are trained to record distress.
Okay.
You know that we know the content of Nikki's text messages and your text messages and Shanann's text messages. Okay?
I didn't know you were Nikki was until right now, so...
Okay. Tell me about that night again, and please tell the truth.
I told you the truth. I promise, I told you the truth. Like, I woke up at 4 o'clock. I woke up at 4 o'clock.
Got dressed, got ready.
4:15. Me and Shanann Doc. About the house, about separation.
Did you guys talk about Nikki?
She accused me of like, all right, what, you know, is there somebody else?
Sure.
I didn't say.
You denied it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she brought up like, you know, like, well, was there a $60 charge at dinner the other night?
Okay.
Was there two of you?
And that was with two of you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Nikki.
Okay, so it sounds like at that time there was maybe you weren't quite ready to just say, man, this isn't everything.
I couldn't say it.
Okay.
If I were crying hard enough, I couldn't say that.
Okay. What did you say?
I just told her like, the separation has to go. I want separation.
Okay. Was it her idea to sell the house or yours?
She initiated the realtor the week before in an email.
Why?
Because we were talking about the marital issues. It's like, well, you can't afford to live on her own. Well, she can't afford to live on her own. I can't afford to live on her own. So she was like, you need to contact Van.
Okay. See? And who'd you contact?
Well, she contacted Ann, our realtor.
Ann?
Yeah.
Okay. Would Ann say the same thing that your wife initiated the contact?
Yeah.
Okay.
She would. And then on Monday, I texted her to see if she could, what she could do.
Okay.
And that's in there too. You're fired and do that.
Tell me about the pregnancy. Is that your idea or hers?
She said she was about 80-20. Well, I don't know. I wondered the pros and cons of it. Like, after she got pregnant, she told everybody that it was mainly my idea.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I wanted a boy.
Did you want to get pregnant?
Okay. And then after the fact, she said it was mainly me that wanted him to. It was about, you know, she was 70-30 against it at that point. Like, she would tell her friends that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what, 70-30 against it? Like, why?
Okay. Can you understand that some of this just doesn't make sense?
I must.
Okay. How is it possible that a woman and two kids are just completely gone off the face of the earth?
How much do I have nothing on my hands. I did nothing to those kids or her to make them vanish.
So tell me what happened. I believe you that you did nothing on your hands. What happened?
When I left, I mean, it's on video that I left and I was in my truck. I didn't like load anything into my truck besides my tools, my container, my book bag, my water jug, my lunchbox.
Okay. But then what happened?
I drove out of the driveway.
No, before you drove out of the driveway, what happened with your wife and your kids?
I didn't do anything like that. They were still in the house.
Where are they? Where did they go?
I don't know, sir. I really don't know.
Your wife's not the type of person to vanish.
I know she's not.
She had 10 things on her schedule that meant she was going to be there the next day, that day, then the day after that, with friends, with a doctor. Okay. She didn't leave because she wanted to.
Okay.
So what happened?
I didn't do anything to her or their kids.
Was it an accident?
I didn't do anything.
Was it an accident?
There was no accident. I don't know if there was an accident in the house. I wasn't there for it.
It's a big deal if it's an accident, because we can work with that, Chris.
No.
And there's no, maybe what happened.
There's no, I did not call it an accident. I didn't do anything to my wife and kids.
Was it a misunderstanding?
There's no misunderstanding. Like, we had that talk. There was a misunderstanding where I didn't tell her about the affair.
Okay.
I didn't. That was misunderstanding.
Like, sure. Miscommunication.
Yeah,
misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Good.
But I probably should have told her right then. Honestly. I mean, everything's out on the table anyways.
Right.
I should have told her right then. But I didn't, because I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
What was your plan? What were you going to do? I mean, how is the separation going to work?
Like, once we got separated, I would get my own place, and then... I mean, 50-50 split with the kids, that's what I was hoping.
Mm-hmm. What about Nikki?
Take it slow and see if, you know, if anything develops, like, when I'm, you know, at my own place.
Okay.
I just find it hard to hear you talk about this. Having this emotional, you know, conversation with Shanann, and you're bawling and crying together, and you have not shed one tear in 2 days that you've been here.
Not
one. And I, help me understand that, because I don't get it. These are your baby girls, and you have not shed one tear over them not being around. Chris, I lose my 4-year-old in the store for 10 seconds, and I start to go panic. I have not seen any of that from you at all. Help me understand that.
I love those girls. I would never do any of this because I haven't shed a tear. You get
it? Yeah, no, that's weird. Is that weird?
Don't look into that. Like, I don't love my kids.
Explain to me. You're crying with your wife that you're leaving her.
Yeah.
But you don't cry that your two little baby girls.
I'm hoping they're still around somewhere. I'm hoping they're still somewhere.
Yeah, but you don't have them right now. You're not reading stories to them at night.
I know.
You're not giving them midnight snacks. You're not giving them their medicine. You're not waking up with them in the morning.
I know this. Like, I.
So that should cause you pain.
It does cause me pain.
But I don't see that. I don't see that. I want to see the Chris that cares. I want to see the Chris that, you know, feels bad about what he did and wants to, you know, get this off his chest and be done with this. And let us find your little girls so that they're not out there in the middle of a field or whatever somewhere. Like, don't do that.
I love those girls to death.
Then show us that. Show us that. Show us this, Chris. Not this Chris.
I'm not showing you that. I'm showing you the Chris that cares about his girl and his wife. Just because I haven't shed a tear, it shouldn't make you feel like I haven't, that the love isn't there for them.
It's weird. It doesn't make sense.
I understand that.
You have to...
I totally see where you're coming from. Trust me, like, there's nothing... just because I...
Chris, people can be pushed to the point where they do something that they regret. It happens every single day.
I know.
But part of what makes you a man is the guy that goes, really fucked up, but this is what I did, and I'm going to pay for what I did, and I'm going to tell you what I did, and I'm going to be honest about it.
Chris, we can keep talking to you once we find these girls, okay? But once we find these girls and your wife, right, no matter how we find them, no matter what condition they're in, we can keep talking to you, and you can tell us, guys, it's not as bad as it looks. And you can say, let me tell you what happened. I was never comfortable with you, Graham, or with you, Tam. Now, I wasn't comfortable yet, but now that everything's known, now that these girls are found and Shanann's found, however they're found, it's okay. We can keep talking to you.
Okay? Chris, did Shanann do something to them?
No, I don't know.
I'm serious.
I have no clue.
But you wouldn't know because they didn't leave the house. Did Shanann do something to them, and then did you feel like you had to do something to Shanann?
No, they were at the house when I left. They were there.
They weren't there. They didn't leave. They vanished.
They were
dead. The only way they could have left is in your truck.
There's no way, because, like, I didn't just throw them in my truck.
You know your truck has GPS,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because you told your boss, like, yes. Hey, I'm going through separation, I'm going to be staying at a friend's house, whatever. You know that thing pings every 10 seconds?
Yep.
So we will know exactly where you went.
And your company's giving that to us.
I know.
Okay. Are we not asking the right questions, Chris?
You're asking all the questions.
What are we not asking you right? What are we doing wrong?
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Did Shanann do something?
She did anything to these kids. We both love them with all our hearts. There's no way.
It could have been an accident. Something happened in the house that you know about. You failed the polygraph test, Chris. This is not about... Did you leave and your wife vanished and you didn't know anything about it? That was not what you were asked, okay?
Okay.
We know that something happened to all three of them. But I want to know, did something happen to these baby girls first that you had to take into your own hands and deal with?
You had to clean it up for Shanann.
Chris, you gotta tell us. There's something that happened to these baby girls.
Today's episode is sponsored by First Form. Okay, I have a review for you guys. Remember I told you last week about First Form's new flavor for their Level 1 protein bar, the Strawberry Smash Cake? Well, I didn't want you to just take my word for it. My wife Becky, for the first time today, took one of them in her lunch to work, and I'm just going to read you directly our text message exchange. Today at exactly noon, I received a message from Becky that says, "These strawberry bars are awesome." And I said, "Would you describe their taste? I'm going to read an ad about them later today." And earmuffs, everyone. These are her exact words. Fucking delicious. You know those strawberry shortcake ice cream bars that have that little crunch coating? They taste exactly like that. So there you have it. The uncensored review from my wife. And I've decided, I think they're my number one now. I never thought that the chocolate peanut butter crunch bar would be overcome. The peanut butter and jelly bars almost got me there, but really it was still my favorite. Until these really are the best flavor that I've ever had of all of First Form's flavors of their protein bars. You should definitely try them. And of course, they're packed with 20 grams of protein. They've got lots of fiber in them. They're a great bar. They just happen to taste delicious. But the other thing I want to talk to you guys about today, because I just got restocked with this for the next couple of months, is First Form's multi-factor complete daily nutrient packs. I've talked to you about them before. but I went about a week without any because I just ran out and I had forgotten to order more. And I'm telling you, I just don't feel right when I don't have it. My digestion doesn't feel right. Just nothing feels right. My joints hurt. So really, I think if there's one thing that you're going to get from First Form, one of their supplements, you should definitely check out the multi-factor vitamin packs. They bring together 6 different products into one convenient packet to give your body what it needs for a strong immune system and keep it functioning at its very best. MicroFactor goes way beyond what you get from standard multivitamins. Each little pouch of MicroFactor vitamins delivers 6 things. You get an antioxidant, you get a multivitamin, a probiotic, CoQ10, some essential fatty acids, and fruits and veggies. And all of those work together to support every area of your body. If you want to feel your best and have a strong immune system all year long, try adding multi-factor to your daily routine. And whether it's the multi-factor vitamins, or the strawberry smash cake protein bars, or the greens, or anything else that First Form offers, you definitely need to give them a try. They're a brand that really cares about you and your nutrition and your quality of life. It's a system that works. I also highly recommend trying out the app. I've been using First Form system and all of their products for over 2.5 years now, and I'm now just 2 pounds away from having lost 100 pounds, and I'm 46 years old. You can get started on your journey today at firstform.com/truth. If you go to that website, they're going to give you free shipping on any order over $75. And if you're a new customer, they'll email you a link to let you try out the First Form app for free for a month. You definitely need to check it out. Now is the time to make a change. One more time, that's the number 1, STPHORM.com/truth.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Look at them.
I know. Before I came in, I was watching videos.
We have no doubt you love these girls with all of your heart. I have no doubt. But we make mistakes.
That's okay.
It's what we do with those mistakes that make us who we are.
Chris, it seems like I'm thinking about it right now. What are you thinking about?
I feel like you cleaned up for her. I feel like that's the type of guy that you are. Which one of these has the breathing thing?
Well, they both have inhalers, but she has the EOE. Encephalitis, esophagitis.
Does she have problems breathing?
Only like with her allergies and whatnot, like if she had anything next, but she's had one with the endoscopies and everything and the surgeries I told you about.
Do you think she had trouble breathing that night? And Shanann freaked out? And didn't want to live without her baby girl? Did you hear about the homicide that happened in Aurora? The guy beat that family to death with a ball peen hammer.
Yeah.
person that survived was a 3-year-old sibling. And that sibling grew up to be a total mess. No family, no mom and dad, no brother or sister. Just her by herself. She says, I wish I could have died with them. And there are times that people freak out. I've seen it. I mean, I've been in law for almost 20 years. I've seen it. Parents freak out and they're like, oh my God, like, I can't have my baby girls live without each other. They're best friends. They're like twins. They're, you know, they wake each other up in the morning. And I understand that. We had a mom in Castle Rock that suffocated both the baby girls. She's like, my husband was going to take them. And she's like, I just couldn't handle. I thought I was doing right by them. I thought I was saving them pain. And I get it.
Why? Oh, she's saving them pain.
She didn't want them to have to live without their mom.
Chris, this is a weight that's going to be on you for the rest of your life until we resolve it tonight. Unless we can talk about this more tonight, this is going to follow you forever. I promise you, when you start talking to us, you will feel better. I know you already feel better about getting the Nikki off your chest.
Please tell me, like, involve her in this or anything like that. She's
can't do that. You gotta help me.
I know.
Chris, we're giving you a lifeline right now. You need to take it. You need to reach out and take it.
Did they look like this tonight, the last night you were with them?
She had that dress on night. On the 8th or 9th. It wasn't in this. But she had that dress on. I remember I had two buttons on the back. I had to take them off so I could get her down on that night.
Did you guys make sure that they were warm when they left the house?
Make sure they were warm. And they're always warm. They always have, when they're in their beds, they're always warm.
Okay. Were you guys taking care of them at the very end?
They're always taken care of. They never miss a meal.
Chris, you took them out of the house with their blankets and their animals. And that's because you cared. That's why I care, yeah, Daddy.
I mean, I'm always caring for these kids. There's nothing in this world for my life.
I believe that. I believe that. I believe someone made a mistake, whether it was you or Shanann. And you either cleaned up after Shanann or you made the mistake. And I mean, I want to believe that maybe Shanann did it and you felt compelled to fix this so Shanann didn't look bad. That's what I want to believe. But I don't know. You're not telling me that, so makes me think the worst. Like, did you?
I did not do
all three of them.
I
like,
did not do anything. I just kids. Not do anything.
What did Shanann do though? Tell us, Chris. Chicks are crazy.
Can I talk to my dad or something?
Absolutely.
Come.
Do you want to bring him in here?
No. I just need to talk to my dad. Like, I flew across the country.
Hey, Chris.
I can't.
How about this? If we brought your dad in here, would you please tell him what happened?
Can I just go talk to him? I've been in here for like 5 or 6 hours and now I'm late.
Absolutely. Chris, I don't mean that. It's not going to feel any better. He deserves an answer.
He's your best friend.
There's only one person you wanted here. Most, and it's your dad.
Yes.
What would you tell him?
I love him, and I don't.
I just want to be by my side.
Okay. He knows more than we do, the Arabian man. And he knows as much as you want to protect your wife, Shanae. I think he would tell you to do the right thing.
Before we get him,
can I go out there and talk to him?
Well, I don't know that you want to do it out there because there's a lot of people going through the halls. Should we bring him in here?
We'll step out. Okay.
Do you need a few minutes with him?
Okay.
Can we just ask a couple more questions? It seems like you're about to get it off your chest. Is there any way that you can help us understand more about Shanae and why maybe something happened? So that we don't get a bad picture about her. And what I mean is, what happened that night with her?
Shortly after I talked to her?
With the girls.
It's like when we were having that conversation in bed there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I talked to her about the separation and the house, and she asked me about the affair, and
okay.
And that's how that conversation went.
Okay.
She was distraught. She had like mascara on her face, all that. And it was emotional.
Well, how about this? If we bring in your dad, we promise you that you'll talk to him.
I'll talk to him.
Okay. We promise you that you'll tell him everything. Would it be easier if you told him and he told us?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to be easier or not. I tend to think it's not. I think you're the type of guy that needs to take responsibility because you always have taken responsibility. You've always made the right choice. So, I guess I'm just worried that if we bring your dad in here, that could distract you.
What do you think? Distract me from, talking to you?
Yeah.
I just need to talk to him.
Okay. Sorry. I know you'll do the right thing. I do. I don't know how long it's going to take. I think that you need to think a little bit more about that. Okay.
And you need to realize that your dad is not going to stop loving you no matter what you tell him. You are his child. And he will not stop loving you.
Never.
Never.
And this is not the last chapter in anyone's story. At all. Okay. He's been here the whole time. You know, he didn't want to leave you. Have you ever seen sometimes when an animal's owner dies, they stick around forever? I mean, that's your dad. Poor guy didn't want to leave today, okay? So, keep that in mind. He wants to hear it all.
Same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
She's like, down, but that's not the downstairs, but
heard like a little commotion upstairs, but I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm. And then you went back upstairs and she asked?
Devin. I didn't see anything. She was not up.
Not choking like that.
They're blue.
Both of them?
Yes.
She choked both of them to death.
I freaked out in the champagne. How was it?
Father's off or something?
I mean, I didn't know what else to do. I freaked out. I didn't know nothing else to do. Didn't know what to do.
So she killed folks who seen and took them to death. You lost it in that choke. You took her or?
That's just rage.
see the light of day again.
Sure.
The last time I don't see the light of day again.
Help us work through this with you, okay? Will you tell us what you told your dad?
After that conversation.
Water,
yeah. After that conversation we had, she accused me of the affair. She, in her heart, she knew what was going on. And she knew about the dinner the other night. It was too much for just me.
She knew about what now?
When I told her to go to a Rocky game.
Oh.
I went out to bed. I went downstairs.
And that's when you told her about the separation?
Well, I was upstairs in bed.
Oh.
Monitor. Felt its covers were like full off and she was just laying there.
Do it.
I was in a baby's.
The hard part. We have left if you tell us where they're at.
We can help you get them out of the cold.
Location.
Right there off the plate.
And you picked out site.
Chris, I also
speak to where we'll be finding there.
I didn't know what to do.
I know.
I didn't know what you do. Like, none of this made sense. Why would she hurt my fucking girls?
So Chris, are they getting something? Are they under the ground? Like, where would you find them? You kick us out there?
I don't know. I mean, I will if you want to. I don't want to.
What if you and me and your dad just drove by and you could just say, right there, we could help you just get him out of the cold, you know, take care of him for the last time.
You didn't have to come in. You came in all alone.
Excuse me. Please stop thinking anything about it. Please stop thinking anything about it. Talk to my dad.
Are they all three out there, Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
What was she doing with the CC?
She's just on top of the roof.
Messing
around.
Messing around
what?
Music. You saw it?
I saw it on the monitor.
Okay.
That's why I ran in there.
What'd you
say? They were off. I saw a few things. Sorry, Blue. It's not moving. And just the plane ray just did the same thing to her.
Did you ever go into Fallon's room?
So touching him back in, that's no, that's our unmonitored. The way she was laying, the bed just sprawled out.
Is that when you packed up the special stuff? So where'd you put them? Get them out there?
In the truck.
What part?
Travis Sutter.
In the passenger compartment?
Travis Sutter. Right behind my seat.
What do you think of going out there?
I put my hands around my wife's neck. I did that.
After this interview, Watts led the detectives to the bodies. He had buried Shanann in a shallow grave at one of his remote job sites. Celeste and Bella were placed into separate oil tanks at the same site. Watts continued to deny killing his two daughters even after forensic evidence proved his story was a lie. But because of the evidence, he did plead guilty to their murders, and on November 19, 2018, he was sentenced to 5 life sentences. Then, once he was in prison in February, knowing he would be there for the rest of his life, he finally came clean. From prison, he gave a detailed confession where he admitted to killing his daughters after he had killed Shanann. And the video is one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. He goes into great detail about how it happened, and even the things that his daughter said. So what you heard here was how the Reed technique was designed to work. It is extremely effective in getting people to confess. And this is where the controversy comes in. These detectives did an absolutely fantastic job. It's incredible how they were able to maintain their composure and keep up the act of telling Watts that he was a good man when they had to be broiling on the inside. They kept their emotions in check in order to convince Watts to lead them to the bodies. Their efforts really should be applauded. The unfortunate flip side of this is that this very technique has been proven time and time again to not only draw out the confessions of the guilty, but in many cases, draws out confessions from the innocent. Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production, co-written and produced by Erica Bergenham. Music for Season 15 is created and composed by Caden Ladislaw. Follow-up episodes are co-hosted by Janet Varney and Zach Weaver. Our logo font was created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. Our website is created, managed, and maintained by Katie Ross of createdintandem.com. Thank you to our volunteer transcription team, Erica Cantor, Kathy McElhaney, Courtney Wimberly, Kaywood Yomnick, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Athey, and Caroline Dwyer. Truth and Justice provides all investigative and advocacy work for the wrongfully convicted completely free of charge. We're able to do that in large part thanks to you, our listeners, through your generous pledges on Patreon. Patreon accounts for the overwhelming majority of our funding. The number one way you can support our work is to become a patron at patreon.com/truthandjustice. For just $5 a month, you'll get all episodes ad-free, a bonus pregame episode every Wednesday, and also a video version of the Friday follow-ups exclusive to our patrons. Patrons also get to participate and join the chat live in many of our interviews and get early access to much of our content. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice to sign up. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. It doesn't cost you a penny and goes a long way towards making the show more visible. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. You can always keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the official Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. You can also connect with us on social media platform X at Truth Justice Pod. And to follow our personal accounts on social media, I can be found at Bob Ruff Truth. Janet can be found at Janet Varney. And Zach is at Z to the Q. However you do it, stay engaged and stay in touch. But as for now, we're signing off. I'm Bob Ruff.
I'm Zach Weaver.
And I'm Janet Varney.
And this has been Truth and Justice.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.